Live from the GPB Newsroom. I'm Bradley George in for Ricky Bevington. MARTA has announced a 40-year plan, including $100 billion in proposals to expand public transit in Metro Atlanta. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
MARTA CEO Jeffrey Parker addressed officials from the state, Atlanta, and surrounding counties at the authority's annual breakfast. Standing in front of a picture of major congestion on Interstate 75, he told the audience they want to invest $100 billion into public transit over the next four decades.
We are fed up sitting in traffic. And if we continue to invest incrementally to improve public transportation, what will this look like in 30 years?
Parker says people are looking to MARTA to reduce congestion, but current funding levels aren't enough. He says now they must come up with ways to get the money, either through local sales taxes or money from the state. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Stacey Abrams has met with top Democrats in Washington as she considers her next political move. She narrowly lost the race for governor last year to Republican Brian Kemp, and according to the AJC, Abrams met this week with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and she also spoke with Nevada Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, who chairs the Democrats' Senate Campaign Committee. Abrams is deciding if she'll run against Senator David Perdue in 2020 or try for a rematch against Kemp 2 years later. Abrams says she'll make a decision likely by the end of March. And we're seeing impacts of the shutdown around the country and here in Georgia, especially in immigration courts, as GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
The shutdown has not halted proceedings in courts attached to immigration detention centers like Georgia's Stewart Detention Center, which were deemed essential services. But the shutdown has closed court for people who have been voluntarily working their way through the naturalization process. Sarah Owings of Atlanta is a national board member of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. She says this can be a major blow.
For people that are out and, living here, working in Georgia, and have been some for 20, 30 years, and are finally just awaiting their day in court, those cases are all getting continued.
Which means the years-long wait to get into immigration court may start all over again. The missed court dates in Georgia due to the shutdown have likely already run into the thousands. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The King Center is preparing for the January 21st federal holiday honoring the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. King Center CEO Bernice King announced a calendar of events yesterday while also calling for an end to the federal government shutdown.
We continue to pray that the members of Congress and the President of the United States will find a pathway forward so that the people who work for our government every day can get back to work and support their families.
The shutdown has closed the King Birth Home as well as the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church. But Bernice King says she believes there's still plenty going on to engage people who want to commemorate what would have been Martin Luther King Jr.'s 90th birthday.